Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Ms. Ines Jaba. She is the Business Development Manager at SEALS. She's based in Bilbao in Spain. First and foremost, Ines, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much, Bo. Nice to see you.
Likewise, likewise. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Ines, I always allow my interviewees to give a little bit of an introduction to themselves, how they got into logistics and shipping in the first place. And you are no exception. How come you are not working in a bank or another company? How come you are in logistics? So what is the story?
Well, it's easy one. Both my parents are big fish on this sector, on the logistics sector and business. So I grew up in a house in a family of dedication to logistics.
Wow.
So the answer is easy. I grew up in this life.
I like it. It's similar to me. My dad was a sea captain, so yeah,
It's easy.
we follow the tree, as we say, right?
Yeah, we follow.
That's
Yeah,
good.
we follow exactly the path.
Good to have you here. Tell our viewers about SEALS. It's a relatively new company. What does it stand for? Who are behind SEALS? And what are your main business areas? Tell our viewers about you.
Okay, so SEALS, it stands for Sea, Air, and Land Logistics Solutions.
Ah.
We wanted to do like a game with words with SEALS because this job is kind of warrior. And we are, that's kind of the spirit we have in the team. Yes, it's really brand new. It's established, well, we opened in July. Taking
Oh.
into account that July and summer holidays, the dates weren't very easy for us to start. For all of you who don't know, Spain in summer is quite relaxed. So for all the paperwork, all the authorities, and all the things we needed to do with banks, with government and stuff, it has been really quite of a challenge.
I can
But we
imagine.
are here. We are already 100% operative and looking forward for what is coming now.
That's fantastic. And your partners in the company, all of you have several years of experience. I mean, it's a big challenge to start something new, and there are a lot of competitors, but you have a lot of experience from before, all of you, I believe.
Yes, it's a new company for freight forwarding, but we have between everyone we have decades of experience. So it has been a challenge because there's a lot of competition, of course. Now companies are getting joint ventures. Big companies are absorbing other companies, small freight forwarding companies. At least here in Spain, it's like there's a lot of movement in the market. We look forward for us, it is a new adventure, but with the know-how we have, with the experience and expertise we have, well, it's like our new baby. So we are really, really happy, and things are going really, really well. We don't stop. We are doing many things, more than what we expected in the beginning. So we are really happy about it.
Yeah. I think the key to be manager in your own house is that you get up in the morning and you feel there's a drive. You are not having somebody on top of you telling you always what to do. You can have an influence. So you
You
look
can
happy.
have, yeah.
You look happy also.
Yes.
What I should say, Bilbao is of course an important and well-known port in Spain. I mean, you can handle project cargoes and other general cargoes all over Spain.
Yes, we are based in Bilbao. That's where our headquarters is. But we have offices in Madrid and Valencia, and we are opening soon in Barcelona. So yes, Bilbao port is really important for heavy lift and project cargo. So we are here. It's also having general, for containers and ro-ro shipments. But especially, it's prepared for break bulk.
Yes.
Then we are in Valencia, we will open in Barcelona, and still we have the capability and the availability to operate from all parts of Spain.
Okay, that's fantastic. Yeah, Spain is an important country
Yeah,
for
it is.
a lot of trades, and not least Latin America and Caribbean and so on, where you have your history, you have used to have colonies around the world. So yeah, very, very
Everyone colonized before, but yeah, we have the relationship between Spain and South America. It's huge.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work and a lot of traffic and going on. So Many engineering companies are also in Mexico and other South and Central American countries.
Yeah.
So it's not, well, it's easy for the, in that way.
Definitely, yeah. How do you see, you know that some of the shipping lines nowadays, they want to be freight forwarders. They want to cut out the middleman. I take it that you are careful when you place your bookings, that you watch out that you don't give cargo to such shipping lines, right?
Well, such shipping lines, yes. We try to, you know, sometimes clients know what are already experienced and they know what the goal or final goal of many shipping lines will be. That at the end of the day or in a couple of years, there will be like three or four big shipping lines getting everywhere or, you know, moving the world. We try to be careful, of course, but there are also some shipping lines that, in order to quote, for a big number of containers, they ask for everything. I mean, they just miss the color and of the hair and the eyes of the client. They ask for absolutely everything. So things is, well, you know, we try to be careful because it's sensitive information, but there's like at the no nothing we can do except for being and fighting for what we do the best, that we've been here for many, many years. We've been the middleman, as you say, of course, and the traceability we give, the experience that we take care of the client, not just until the file is over, but during all the process, you know. So all this, like, we take care of the client. That's something, you know, a plus that we have that shipping lines don't.
In fact, somebody picks up the phone. If somebody calls SEALs, you actually pick up the phone. It's not a call center in India, right?
Exactly. That's another thing. Yeah.
So that you simply provide, but of course, it's also pressure. You really have to be outstanding in the service. You cannot lean back and do quote unquote. You have to do the personal touch. And if you continue to do and you work with other small or middle-sized forwarders together, we are stronger, right? Or you're
Right.
stronger, and then you can make an impact. I think that's good. I think the freight forwarder does a lot that the customers finds out quickly after they place a booking with a shipping line direct, and they get no service, or if they have a claim, nothing will happen. I think they will quickly learn the lesson, right?
Especially because when things are going okay, there's no problem, no? But when there's something, an issue, or there you have a problem that for the client means loads of money, that's where the freight forwardings we are answering. Even if maybe the contact is with directly with the shipping line, they call us and they tell us, please do us a favor and try to talk with blah blah blah. If there's a problem with seals, you talk directly with a person. It's not that, oh, this I'm adding my department on financial or on whatever. So, you know, passing the ball to another department.
No, it's absolutely right. So, and how many people are you? Of course, I understand you are newly started and with a new company there. How many people are you or expect to be in your various headquarters and branches?
Right
Ten,
now,
yeah,
we are 10.
10
But we
people.
are looking, we are hiring, I take advantage of this interview. If someone is looking for a job, you're more than welcome. We are looking for people, yeah. But right now, 10, yeah.
That's very interesting. And you also plan to be part of networks, I mean, to have the global coverage, I guess.
Yes, we are planning to be part of the networks. The objective at long ter short term right now is like for all the paperwork to be done, to be finished, all the certificates, the IATA license that it's pending, the AOE, everything that that it's so slow. So we are looking forward for that. So, but yes, we are going to be members of networks because we feel we've been members from networks and we think that it's very useful. In fact, we are right now working with and collaborating as well and cooperating with some companies from CLC right now. So that's, you
Of course, I'm personally very glad to hear that.
know. Yes, because finally, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, even if it's the company name, you are people, right? And it's business between people and friends.
Yes,
Finally, you end
exactly.
up being friends.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. That's the key. In freight forwarding in Spain, you mentioned that there are, of course, a lot of competitors, I guess. How do you try to make yourself different from your competitors in your field? How do you plan to beat them, so to speak?
Well, beat. We are, as we've been here in the market so long. The team that we are in sales right now, we've been decades in the market, in Spain market. So we know the people, we know exactly the client. We know what they need, their needs, what they have, their weaknesses. So where we can support them, we listen to them. We give them solutions to what they need. And we build up what they need from us, which is logistics and, counseling kind of.
No. I fully understand. It's you a freight forwarder nowadays, a modern freight forwarder. Actually, we provide a lot of information for the customer. I mean, you try to call a lawyer, you will not get any help, and they will send you a bill after 2 minutes. Just picking up the phone. So in that way, maybe we in freight forwarding, we do a lot unpaid, so to speak, right?
Yes. Moreover, they give you a call and you can give them solutions for, customs clearance, whatever, from transportation, from road permits, from the law, what's the maximum height, width, tons that we can carry from here in, not just in Spain, but here, whatever. And, thanks for these networks, we can count on the experience of someone else at the other part of the world that can help us. So with this information, we give it to our client. So
No,
that's, yeah.
it's I'm sure you're on the right trajectory, and of course I know you and some of your colleagues already. So like you said, you are not starting from scratch like a new babies. You are experienced already from before, so you have the network. It's very, very interesting, and I'm sure that SEALs, I like your name. It's almost like Navy SEALs, Special
That's,
Forces,
yeah,
right?
that's,
So,
it's a game. It's a game.
it's
We
cool.
enjoy. So, yeah.
I like the name. Very, very smart. Good thinking. And
Thanks.
I want to say, yeah, it's not not. I don't have so many other, let's say, difficult questions. It'll be interesting to see the voyage you are taking, and I'm sure you'll be successful, you and your colleagues, as you've been before. So let me say many, many thanks for your time, Ines, for this interview.
It's a pleasure, Bo. It was very nice seeing you through the screen, and it has been a pleasure.
Likewise, and I concur and I agree. So, to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Miss Ines Jabba. She is the Business Development Manager at SEALS Bilbao in Spain. It's a newly started company, but with many years of experience. And if you have anything to do to from Spain or related countries with Spanish involvement, do give SEALS an approach and contact them. From me at Project Cargo Weekly, until next time, thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Bo.
you.